We're in Simen Chav Beis, Sif Aleph. Simen Chav Beis is about the halachas of hanachas haparshias into the batim, utfiras habatim, and sewing them up. Uboy Zayin Seifim. Says the Kesis Sif Aleph. Afal pisha kvar kora kol parsha u parsha kama pa'omim, k'moy shekasavnu b'simen tes Sif Yud. Even though the Sefer or Batimacher has already checked the parshias in the past, but kol zois, nevertheless, when he's coming to actually do the hachnasis aparishias into the batim, they have to be checked especially well, to ensure that there's no psul there before putting them into the batim. The gamla daktik heitev, one also needs to be extremely careful, to put them in the proper order. The hainu kaddish bebayis achitza in shehulat sad smol shel hameniach, kaddish should be in the compartment to the extreme left of the person wearing the tefillin, v'yachareh v'hoya ki v'yacha, to the right of that, v'hoya ki v'yacha, b'bayasheni, shma b'shlishi, shma in the third back compartment, v'hoya m'shamaya b'revi, shehu b'ayis achitzin l'tzad yamin, and v'hoya m'shamaya should be on the extreme right shel hameniach. Sheba'ifen zeh ha'adam ha'imed keneged ha'isha ha'tfilin olav. In this fashion, it comes out that if you are standing opposite the person wearing the tefillin, im ha'yakoyer es ha'parashias, if you would read the four parashias, ha'yakoyer oisen keseder, they would be read in their proper order. Shehen ksuven batoira, in which they are written in the Torah. Kaddish first, v'ha'yaki v'yacha second, shema third, v'ha'yam shemaya fourth. V'imshina, and if one accidentally put the wrong parasha in the wrong compartment, posel, the tefillin are posel. V'dinei tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, yivuru mirtz Hashem b'simen chavov, what the correct order is according to Rabbeinu Tam. Will be iter, if a person is left-handed, as linan gamken ragboser yiminu smol da alma, it's irrelevant, and his tefillin are set up in the same fashion as everybody else. Seif beis, yiglol kol parasha misayfa l'tchilasa, each parasha should be rolled from the end, meaning from the left of the parasha to the beginning, v'korcha b'klaf koton, and it should be wrapped in a small piece of klaf. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, gam kricha zu b'matlis oy b'klaf halacha l'moshe misinai. According to the Rambam, wrapping up this parasha, whether it's done in a piece of cloth or in a piece of klaf, it's halacha l'moshe misinai hi. L'shar poiskim eina halacha l'moshe misinai. The other poiskim hold that it's not a halacha l'moshe misinai, but it's still a halacha, but because they hold it's not a halacha l'meishim yisinai, v'lachainim lo'i karachon, if it's not done, kosher b'di'evet, even though one should do it, but if one does not do it, it's still kosher b'di'evet, and main lo'i tefillin acherim, if he has nothing else to wear. That's what the Bach says in the name of the tour. V'lukuli alma halacha l'meishim yisinai, hishayichrich olav seir mi behema echaya hatahirim. Regardless, everybody agrees that there is a halacha l'meishim yisinai, that hair from a behema or chaya tahira should be spun around, should be wrapped around the parasha. V'noyagin likrech seir al ha-parasha, the minig is to wrap the hair around the parasha, v'yachar kach koyachin aleha klaf kosher, and then on top of that, to wrap around a kosher piece of klaf, v'choizin v'korachin aleha seir, and then to wrap another piece of hair on top of the klaf. So again, you have the parasha, hair, klaf, hair. V'nagu sheyehei seir zeh shel zonav egel. The minig is that this piece of hair comes from the tail of a calf. Kedei lechaper al ovein ha'egel. To be mechaper on the avera of the egel, azoy zok d'shimush rabba. V'im loy motza shel egel. If one does not have hair available from a calf, kairach b'shel poro, you can use from a cow, or shel shor, or from an axe. But it's important to first wash the hair to ensure that it is clean. A little bit of this hair that's wrapped around the parasha should be seen on the outside of the batim. How was that done? It should stick out between the compartment of Vahayim Shemaya and Shema, facing the direction of Shema, which is the direction of Kaddish, because Kaddish is prior to Shema. V'hei pochis mikisa oira, and the height that the hair protrudes from the titura should be less than the shear of a sa'ira. Says the Lishkas HaSefer and Sifkot and Aleph, Klaf kosher, the klaf we said that's wrapped around the parasha should be from a kosher behema, kein hev orchaya, kein hevi beis yosef b'shem hasmak, v'orach haschayim v'agoyis maimini, that it should be klaf, kosher klaf. Because of al zeh beis yosef, the beis yosef notes, v'zeh l'shaynei, v'eini mitzi lehem tam, I don't know why you need klaf kosher. D'ha b'braisa toilin v'matlis, because in the braisa it talks about a matlis. A matlis is any sort of wrapping. Tanya, it says, it says in the Braisa that your toilet on top of the parasha, a matlis. Ubimatlis leshayach kosher, when you're dealing with a matlis, can't be that you need klaf kosher, because matlis is mashma, any sort of material. Upasal, leshayach kosher upasal. It's not shayach, the terminology of kosher and pasal when referring to a matlis don't fit in well. Vim kain, kol klaf, chazi shapir lichroich, any piece of klaf can be used to wrap around the parashia. So miu efshalimer, but one can say, the kol mili ditfilin be'inen min amudr b'ficha, so you can make up this idea that anything that has to do with tfilin needs to be min amudr b'ficha, as we've seen in the previous si'ifim and simonim from the Gemara and Shabbos and daf chav ches. V'hilkach, and therefore, in bola karchan beklaf, if you're coming to wrap the tefillin, the parashiyas, in klaf, tzara shelo yehei midover posel, the klaf should not be made from a dover posel. Aval b'matlis, t'loi shayech b'psul, but regarding a matlis, where you can't have a posel matlis, because a matlis can be made of any material, shapir dami, it would be mutter to have other forms rather than, or from a behema tahira. That's the Adkan Lashon of the Beis Yosef. V'agoyin meireinu arav Elio Vilner, the Vilner goyin zatzal b'biurav, sifkot and kufhei, kosav, he writes, the lefizah tzarechi and amayloi ugim lo ala matlis. The Gemara over there in Shabbos is trying to figure out that this din that Rabbi Yosef said that you need, that anything that's used from lecha shemayim has to be from a behemah tahira, so maybe he was coming to teach you that the matlis has to be from a behema tahira. So the Vilna Gaon says, if the matlis has to be from a kosher animal, like the Aruch HaShchayim and the Magoyis Maimini wanted to say, and the smack, so why didn't the Gemara use that as the limud? V'hinei l'churi yesh leimer k'tzas. So the Kesa says, maybe you could answer the kevon de enet tzarech liyaz dafka klaf, because since it doesn't have to taka dafka be klaf, yochel liyaz gam kein matlis, it could be material as well, k'di yisa b'braisa, lo shayach leimar da'al zeh toni Rabbi Yosef, d'li hukshur ulam lach shamayim, elo arba ema tari bilvad, because kevon de yochel liyaz gam matlis, in as much as it could be made of material, so that can't be what Rabbi Yosef is coming to teach us. V'gam b'shimush rabba, shekosav kilfa yishilfa, Vaday en kavanasei dafka klaf. The Shemushi Rabbah says that you should wrap around the parasha kilfa ishilfa. So that can't be that he means dafka klaf. The halesa b'braisa. So the Shemushi Rabbah also had to have understood that it could be a cloth as well. Va'amnam, granted, hine b'taisis hikshu sham v'chi ein l'braisa l'shanes v'chein hikshu l'may deboi l'maymar l'saran amay nokat or. There's two taisis in over there where taisis more or less asked the question that the Braisa should have mentioned these ideas b'mefurish, and how come the Braisa doesn't discuss these things black on white? V'tiritza p'nei Yeshua, devadai ikra de Braisa atachashkoi. The Braisa over there was coming to teach us the din of a tachash. A tachash is an animal that Moshe Rabbeinu used in order to create the Mishkan. Ela dekashi l'may nafkemina may dehave have. The kash over there is that Moshe Rabbeinu already used the tachash. So what's the nafkamina now at this stage? Ubahaka shakal v'tari limtzai nafkamina leilef minei letfilin la'oiran or la'sayran. And that's why the Gemara over there has a whole holech yelech of what the braisa that Rabbi Yosef brought down that tells us that you can only use for melecha shemayim a dover tar. What was included, what was that coming to teach us? Whether it's coming to teach us about the batim or the cyrus, etc. Well, if he's there, v'adei kasha, so according to that, it's very shver, d'avim motzi l'meimer, d'nafkaminu l'inyin tefillin, shem bo l'kachas klaf, l'chroich boi parashias, so that we could have said that the nafkamina is, that Rabbi Yosef is telling you that if you're coming to use klaf to wrap around the parashias, that klaf has to be from a behema tahira. ובספר מלאך השמיים כוסב לתארץ על פי מה שכוסב המורדכי במעברתו, תכיוון שיתפור עם הבייס כבייס עצמו דמיה, הוא הדינמי הוכה, כיוון דקלף זה נכרחה לפרשה, מחובר עם הפרשה על ידי תפירס הבייס, פשיטה דדינוי כמו הפרשה והבייס עצמו. אז מלאך השמיים wants to say that the pshat is that the same way that we said that the Mahabharata is included. I know the question the Mordechai asks is, how come Rabbi Yosef is coming to teach us the Mahabharata? How come the Gemara doesn't offer that as a suggestion? See, Tainas, the reason is because the Mahabharata is part of the bias. So once we suggested the bias automatically included, and that is the Mahabharata, so in Mela, so in as much as the Cyrus and the matlis, inasmuch as the matlis is wrapped around the parasha, says the Melach HaShamayim, so Mimela, the matlis is included in the parasha. So Mimela, there's no, you don't need an extra limud. Once I know that the parasha is from Ma'or Behema Tahira, I don't need an extra limud of Rabbi Yosef's Braisa to tell me that the matlis also needs to be from an Ma'or Behema Tahira. It's bottled to the parasha. It's the same thing. V'adayin Tzarachin, but the Lishka doesn't like that teretz. L'fiyani Yazdaidi, Dimkein, Eich Boi Lameimar, Elu L'Sairan. How can the Gemara offer a possibility that maybe it's coming to teach you the Cyrus the same way that the matlis is wrapped up together with the parasha inside the batim? The Cyrus are also wrapped up with the parashas inside the batim. And yet you see that the Gemara offered Cyrus as a possibility. So Eibazoi must be that matlis also could be a possibility. And Memela, it's a little bit schwer. Says the Keses in Seif Gimel, Yitain Kol Parsha Bebaya Shelo. Each parsha should be placed into its compartment. Shetehei Medes Kufa Bebesa, and it should be standing upright. V'ya Gilyana Elyoin, and the upper margin, the Hainu Ashura Elyoina Lamalu Litzad Gag Habayis, the top should be facing the top. V'ya Gilyana Tachtain Litzad Peh Habatim, and the bottom facing the bottom. V'haskolas ha-parasha letzad yamin ha-koyrei, and the beginning of the parasha should be to the right of the reader, d'haynu ha-odom ha-oymed keneged ha-ish ha-tfilin alav, meaning the person standing opposite the one who's wearing the tefillin. Shembola poschan ul-koran yu lefonav ke-ilchasan, so that the person facing the one wearing the tefillin, if he wants to read the tefillin, he could just theoretically be able to open them up and they'll be situated correctly, that it'll be easy to read. Halacha Dalit, Halacha L'moshe Misinai Sheyu HaTfilin Netfarim Begidei Chai Behema Chaya Va'oif HaTohirim. When sewing up the tefillin, they have to be sewn with the gidim, the tendons of a Behema Chaya Va'oif, Behema V'chaya HaTohirim, K'moshe Netfarim Yirias HaSefer Torah. Also, the same way we sew the Yirias of the Sefer Torah with gidim made from a Behema V'chaya HaTohirim, so too, the batim should be sewn up with those same Gidim. Commission is bar, besimin yud zayin. Commission is bar, besimin yud zayin. Sif aleph beis ayin shom. Halacha hei, kvar kasavnu besimin chav aleph sif hei. Shalacha lemoishim isinai hi, sheyiu hatfiris mirubois biribua mitzumtzum. We already mentioned that the stitching of the batim should be stitched in a perfect square. Utzrichim lashgiach al zeh b'moid moid, and one needs to be extremely cautious about this. Im hatitura, if you have a pair of tefillin where the titura is a different piece of leather than the base, and that was because it used to be that the titura was one piece of leather and it was placed inside the base, a square. There was a square base that had a hole in the middle, and they would put the titura, it would fit in nicely. It was like a put-together type of set. So again, so ima titura hume ar acher, loy me ar habayis. If you have a titura made from a separate piece of leather, tzrichim lizor betfir sheyitfer games haktzovos me ar habayis ima titura loyas hatitura levada. You have to make sure they used to have, when they would have it from two separate pieces, that at the bottom of the titura there would be like flaps coming down. So those flaps should be fit into the titura and sewn up together with the upper half of the titura and the lower half of the titura, so that the whole pair of tefillin should now become one unit by way of being sewn together. V'yesh menichen oyer oyd chatichas or mirubas kemidas hatitura. There are those that put in a fitter in between the two parts of the titura, the top and bottom of the titura. So in the middle, they have a fitter, which is the same size kemidas hatitura mamish, bein hakfalim, in between the two folds of the titura, the upper half and the lower half. And the reason they did that is kadesh teyat titura yoser ova v'chazaka, that it should be thicker and stronger. V'gam ha'ar hazeh toifrim imat titura uktsavis habayis, and this should also all be sewn up together so that it's all together as one unit, one pair of tefillin, and not different pieces that are just near each other.